Hi everyone, and welcome back to the 43rd video for the Old Testament Survey course. In this section, we're studying the book of Obadiah. Now, in terms of background issues, Obadiah is the shortest book of the Old Testament. It's only one chapter long. And in terms of author, we're told the name Obadiah, but really nothing else about him. And the date of Obadiah is probably around the Babylonian exile. And the occasion of this book is that when Babylon attacked Judah, Edom, the nation of Edom, gloated and even helped fight against Judah. And this is even worse when we remember that Edom is descended from Esau, Jacob's brother. In other words, they were fighting against their own relatives and gloating over their defeat. And so the message of Obadiah can be summarized fairly simply. Edom gloats over Judah's destruction. Again, the most likely occasion is the invasion by Babylon. And then Obadiah gloats over Edom's promised destruction. You see, Obadiah prophesies that Edom will be destroyed. And he connects this with their treatment of Judah as the fitting reward for this. And then finally, Obadiah predicts Judah will be restored. And the implication is that Edom will not be restored, which historically came to pass. Judah continued after the exile. Edom really did not. Remember, Genesis chapter 12, where God said to Abraham, "I will curse those who curse you, and bless those who bless you." Edom cursed Judah and therefore received a curse. Now let's look at the key verses. The key passage is Obadiah verses 3 and 4, which says, speaking to Edom, says, "The pride of your heart has deceived you. You who live in the clefts of the rocks and make your home on the heights, you who say to yourself, 'Who can bring me down to the ground?' Though you soar like the eagle and make your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares Yahweh." Now this passage is God's proclamation of judgment against Edom. Edom was proud, partly because they lived in high mountains, which they thought made them secure. But God pronounced that he will indeed bring them down in their pride. So now, let's review the message of Obadiah. The simple message of the short book is that Edom will be punished. Okay, so this is the summary of the book of Obadiah. Now you might be thinking, okay, I understand this, but what difference does this make for my life? Since neither you nor I are from Edom in the 6th century BC, how does this apply to us? Well, in one sense, it teaches us to be careful not to rejoice in the downfall of another, because it may happen to us. Now, that's partly true. But we can, and we should rejoice when God's justice is served. But we rejoice in God's justice, not in the downfall of somebody else. But the real point of Obadiah is that it is a revelation of God and his character. God's justice is not mocked. God keeps his promises, and his plan will come through. We should rejoice in God's ways and in his plan, even if they don't coincide perfectly with our own plans. And we should realize his plans, his promises, will come to pass no matter what. Therefore, we should do all that we can to conform our lives to his ways and his plans. And we should be very careful to never stand against his ways and his plans like Edom did. Now, I hope this is helpful and applicable to your life. In the next section, we'll look at the book of Jonah. And I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for watching.